intro.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core, where I become so
this Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is, as always. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem themselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion, not the least of which, the information that Larkin, Texas posted yesterday. So that's worth checking out. As we heard toward the end of yesterday's broadcast, Larkin included quite a bit of information, which is fantastic. There's, it's worth just kind of grabbing that and hanging on to that. know, setting that somewhere, copying it and setting it somewhere, because it's not just a bunch of information, but it's information that will set you off on various journeys that will help you understand what's going on. And today we're going to get into that a little bit more. We talk sometimes about kind of what's going on in current events and how things are really scripted. Today we'll talk about the higher level of that. Again, what's happening in terms of a plan that has been fomented for centuries, really. And perhaps most recently kicked into high gear in the late 19th century. And it includes the conscription of really all industry and, of course, education along with it, because it's very difficult to create a caste society of serfs at various levels if you don't control education. So, of course, that had to be done and was done. That was achieved around the turn of the 20th century in America, and it was a very specific system that was implemented. And we'll hear more about that today from John Taylor Gatto, one of the foremost authorities on the subject, on the good guy side of the discussion. So we will go back to open today's broadcast to the video that we played yesterday, the excerpt, The Six Purposes of Schooling by John Taylor Gatto, here in a second. Because you need to understand what's happening. So, we'll do that here in a moment, but we're going to continue on from this line generally, what I've been talking about, and really kind of including last week and going back. Bad things happening. The story that I mentioned the other day, or the two stories, I guess, extreme foster kid drugging, and that was the story from the ABC News exclusive. After a year of research, they ran that story beginning in November of 2011. And I gave you an update from an ABC local affiliate from October of last year. It's better, right? 5 years later, several people are in prison. There's been massive reform, and no kids are drugged, let alone foster kids at an alarming rate. Any child being psychotropic drugged is an alarming rate, in my opinion. But so there's been massive reform, right? No. In fact, it's as bad as ever. Well, how is this happening? How are our minds being manipulated in such a way that will allow these kinds of... The Franken-chicken story that I mentioned from The Guardian was another one. You know, a post-Brexit deal that might make it difficult to sell them Franken-chicken. And so we got to figure out how we're going to do that. And sometimes you got to set your scruples aside to make a deal. And by the way, who is the author of The Art of the Deal? But I digress. So those are just a couple of the headlines that should shock the conscience. How is this happening? But of course it doesn't shock the conscience, and it's been normalized. But why? And again, this all goes back to schooling, the conditioning that people receive in so-called schooling. And to really get a proper perspective on that, I think Bertrand Russell's words from The Impact of Science on Society are very instructive. I've mentioned a number of the quotes in the past, but, you know, this one comes to mind. You have Edward Bernays synthesizing Uncle Sigmund Freud's work on how the nasty, selfish side of the person works together with Madison Avenue marketing. Very, very brilliant and diabolical in the way that he fused those two things together, those two concepts. And you come forward to the Tofflerite term from Future Shock, published back in the 70s, the term prosumer, producer-consumer. America was the producer, consumer, lender, borrower of last resort. So many things of last resort. The American prosumer. For the majority of the 20th century, anyway. But now the technocrats are going to use technology to replace the serfs that they've created. By the way, what is the etymology of the word robot? Are we all just robots? Are we all, what do they call it, carbon-based robots? Useless eaters? I joked last weekend. Someone said, I'm never buying a horse again. I said, horsepower that doesn't eat. That's kind of what the technocrats want. Horsepower that doesn't eat. So they want to get rid of the useless eaters, which to them is pretty much all of the eaters except themselves. And that's kind of what's happening in a variety of ways. Social experiments. People don't realize the project, we're called the project for a reason. It was a social experiment. A project. A la the Yale experiments from the 30s. The UBI is the same thing. It's the organized soft kill, the slow kill of the people. Think about it. If you receive a universal basic income, you have no incentive to work. You have no incentive to improve your quality of life or anything else. It's a recipe for disaster. The old adage, idle hands are the devil's playground, is the operative phrase, perhaps. But in The Impact of Science on Society, speaking of education, this is kind of the concept. A few excerpts. So with Edward Bernays' formalization of the Bernaysian propaganda system, the psychological manipulation, or what is so-called social engineering, it's a fancy term for manipulation, manipulating your mind, or a group of people, because it's herd thing. So first you have to drive people, pun intended, to this concept of herd think instead of individual think. Herd think is an oxymoron, by the way. And then you just manipulate the herd, because people behave differently in large groups, according to research, than they do individually. So here's what, after that was established, here's what Bertrand Russell added to the discussion in The Impact of Science on Society, which could have been titled The Impact of Technocracy on Society, published back in 1952. He wrote, I think the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology. Again, the subject that Bertrand Russell was, Edward Bernays was largely responsible for formalizing mass psychology, most importance politically. Mass psychology is, scientifically speaking, Russell wrote, not a very advanced study at that point anyway. And so far, its professors have not been in universities. They have been advertisers, politicians, and above all, dictators. Again, this is compliments of Edward Bernays and his Bernaysian propaganda model and method. This study is immensely useful to practical men, Russell wrote, whether they wish to become rich or to acquire the government. Think about it. It's all bad. It is, of course, as a science founded upon individual psychology, but hitherto it has employed rule-of-thumb methods, which were based upon a kind of intuitive common sense. Its importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Do you hear the homage, so to speak, to Edward Bernays? He's talking about Bernays without mentioning Bernays by name. Continuing, here it comes. So he says, he writes, the importance of mass psychology has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Remember, Bernays said propaganda has a bad name, so we're going to call it public relations. In Chapter 3 of Propaganda, published in 1928, Edward Bernays wrote that propaganda has a bad name, but, you know, we need someone to interpret. We need an interpreter between the public and the promulgators of new ideas and enterprises, those invisible rulers of society that he talked about in chapter one. And so that interpreter that interprets the new ideas from the promulgators to the public and interprets the public to the promulgators of new ideas is a propagandist. But he said that's, you know, we can't say that anymore, because that propaganda and propagandist is a pejorative. Well, of course it is, because it's manipulative. Propagandize people. So he said we need to call that person, that position, public relations. We'll call them public relations specialists. The Public Relations Council. Not long after that, we got the Council on Foreign Relations. Propaganda? Hardcore propaganda. As an example. And not only that, but now it's an entire industry and a field of study, so to speak, in so-called education, so-called schools. And again, Larkin, Texas has mentioned on Monday Robin Eubank's book, Credentialed to Destroy: How and Why Education Became a Weapon, published back in 2013. Sadly, that's what's happened. It reminds me of the quote. I forget the host, the RBN host that said it first, but I remember hearing that shocking reality. America, your government has been weaponized against you. And a corollary to it is, America, education, your education has been weaponized against you. Sorry, but that's the shocking and horrifying reality. I'm sad to say that is the reality, and I apologize if I am the first to bring this to your attention. I highly doubt I am if you're listening to this network and this broadcast, but that is the reality of how the education system works, or so-called. Which is why you can see a change, a fundamental shift in the habits and behaviors and opinions of young people that go through that caste system. You can see that their individuality and their creativity are stamped out, that they start to develop bizarre opinions, that their parents are a nuisance that they're not their parent, not in the formal orthodox sense. These are the people that are in charge of governing my life, shaping me, molding me for the future. And the bad guys know this. That's why they call them little lumps of wax and clay. Various authors, bad guy authors, who say, we need to get a hold of kids when they're young and shape these little balls of wax or clay into what we think they should be. I think it was Stalin who said that, you know, we need to convince a mother to hand her child over to the state so that we can shape these little lumps of clay or wax, as it were. We'll get back to what Bertrand Russell wrote about this so-called education, and are we seeing it today in America? And then we'll go to John Taylor Gatto's video. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E.
The subject of so-called education, it's of paramount importance. It's more important than we realize. And when you come to grips with the fact that it is actually bizarre, unnatural, and abnormal to hand off your child to total strangers to mold and shape your child for their future, then suddenly you're confronted with the horrifying reality of where we have arrived in America and where we're headed to, by the way, because this is not a fixed stop. This is just a milepost that we're talking about. In the old days, so to speak, a local community would commission a schoolhouse to be built. There would be a schoolmaster from the local community who was charged with the duty of educating the children. And it was a more real education. And if the local community got wind of any kind of funny stuff, any nonsense that their children were learning, then that schoolmaster would be run out of town on a rail. It was pretty simple and straightforward. But those were different times. You can find still across this country reminders of schoolhouses from the turn of the 20th century. There's one that I have read about recently that was commissioned primarily by a family that homesteaded 160 acres just prior to the turn of the 20th century. And it was too far for the children to ride on horseback the 10 miles to get to the nearest school. So they commissioned a schoolhouse nearer by. And there were others in the local community that were closer to that schoolhouse than the other schoolhouse 10 miles away that their kids had to ride horseback to as well. That school operated until the 1970s, which was great, and then it was subsumed into the public education system, which is very unfortunate. Like everything else that's being subsumed and assimilated to the board. It reminds me of state chartered banks that get sucked up into the Federal Reserve system if they falter. And similar things. But this schoolhouse operated for more than 70 years. It was fantastic, commissioned by the local community. And this is what people used to do. And now there is very little, if any, local input and control. The funding is the last vestige of control, but everything else comes from other places. All of the directives are federal. The credentials that are required to so-called teach little Johnny and little Sally are federal. And from whence? And it's about to get much worse. As Charlotte Isserby has pointed out, charter schools are a gateway to trouble. It's a brilliant system to conscript the upper middle class to an evil cause of once and for all doing away with the public school system as bad as it is currently, because the upper middle class are drawn to the charter school system. Right now, they're better. In many cases, people will argue, well, they're better, even though they have their problems. One that I've mentioned a few times recently is 60 Minutes 2012 piece on how the Gulen Network has essentially infiltrated charter schools throughout the country. California, Texas, Ohio, for example. 5 years ago, 60 Minutes covered that. That's common knowledge now, though, right? We all know that. Oh, we don't? So, that's an unfortunate reality. But it's better to draw in the upper middle class so that once everyone's in, there's a tipping point. Then you can close the door behind them and implement your nefarious plan. Stick around. We'll be right back after a short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.
See if we can put this together in kind of an intelligent little compendium in just a couple of minutes. So Edward Bernays, at the turn of the 20th century, really kind of outlined, well, the first quarter of the 20th century, in his book Propaganda, published in 1928, really gave us a clear view of what these bad guys were up to. The chapters, really, it's very simple. The organized and collective and effective manipulation of people, mass groups of people, and really as a result, everyone in every corner and hamlet of the country. This was the agenda. This was the goal. And it has been achieved. The chapters of his book, Propaganda, chapter one, Organizing Chaos, which is an esoteric phrase with an homage to Ordo Ap Cael. Chapter two, The New Propaganda. Chapter three, The New Propagandist, which is the public relations specialist. And again, think about it. There are so-called education fields. You can get into higher education and pursue a field of study, public relations, and then a subsequent career path in public relations. And it's propaganda. That's all it is. Plain and simple. That's what Edward Bernays said. He defined the term. He coined the term in its modern incarnation. And so now we have people teaching this evil career path. Hence, books like Robin Eubanks' Credentialed to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon. So, chapter four, The Psychology of Public Relations, in which Edward Bernays describes how effectively they can control people. He says you can regulate the habits and opinions of people by governing certain aspects of the propaganda the same way that you regulate the speed of your automobile with the gas pedal. That's astonishing and frightening. People are that effectively and easily manipulated. Chapter 5, Business and the Public. Chapter 6, Propaganda and Political Leadership. Chapter 7, Women's Activities and Propaganda. Ladies, did you know that most of what you see, the Now and the Women's Lib and all this other stuff, is predominantly Bernaysian propaganda, public relations. Chapter 8, Propaganda for Education, specifically. The chapter. And maybe we'll get into that in this broadcast more, because it ties in, obviously. Chapter 9, Propaganda in Social Service. Chapter 10, Art and Science, which might perhaps call to mind the Leipzig school that we've talked about recently. Chapter 11, The Mechanics of Propaganda. So my rhetorical question to the listener would be, do you understand why there are specific chapters like Business and the Public, Propaganda and Political Leadership, Women's Activities and Propaganda, Propaganda for Education, Propaganda in Social Service, Art and Science? Think about that. I think that's where the social justice warrior should start. Chapter 9 of Edward Bernays' Propaganda, published in 1928, perhaps. And then backing up to chapters 4 and 3 and 2 and 1, perhaps. But in chapter 1 of Propaganda, Bernays spelled it out. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is what they were after, is an important element in democratic society, he wrote. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed. Our minds are molded. Our tastes are formed. Our ideas suggested. Think about that. Those are all of the applications in industry. We are governed. That's propaganda and political leadership. Our minds are molded. Propaganda for Education, Chapter 8. Our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, Chapter 4, Chapter 11, etc., Chapter 5. largely by men we've never heard of. Huh. And he wasn't guessing. It's always important to point out, Bernays was not speculating. He was stating a fact, because he was the guy hired by the titans of industry, multinational corporations like Johnson & Johnson, the American government, the American military. He was the idol of Joseph Goebbels, it's been said. Apparently hosted Goebbels for dinner on at least one occasion. So he's not guessing. He's telling you this is how things really work from a position of tremendous experience. So that's propaganda. And then in the impact of science on society, Bertrand Russell continued that concept and its application, propaganda, public relations, social engineering, psychological manipulation, en masse, as it kind of spreads and fans out into every corner of society. And you can feel it today in America. You watch, I mean, watch television shows or movies or anything produced in a society that's not as steeped in this kind of propaganda and rhetoric. It seems so innocent, even what's produced today. It seems so innocent and so simple-minded by comparison, because there's so much intrigue and deception, layers upon layers of intrigue and deception in the entertainment, so-called, and media that's produced in America, whether it's television or music or movies or video games. It's all layered in propaganda and rhetoric, layer upon layer of agenda. And that's why I think movie sales have been waning. You know, since the mid-90s, the Show West Convention has been talking about ways to combat the effects of declining ticket sales at the box office. They know it's coming. Sure, it's due in part to emerging media and entertainment. But it's also, I think, due in part to the fact that people get exhausted from the propaganda. You can feel it more and more with each passing successive generation of this so-called entertainment. Can't you? I can feel it. I can't watch 3D movies because they give me a migraine. I think, in simple terms, because my brain is wrestling with the mechanisms of propaganda saying, no, I'm not going to submit and relent and acquiesce to your forceful stuffing of propaganda into my brain. So there's a wrestling match going on. That's how it feels. It feels exhausting, and it's not entertaining, and it's not fun. And I wind up with a migraine. In the same sense, you watch anything these days, and you can just kind of feel, even if only subtly and implicitly, the layers of propaganda and rhetoric. This is what we're dealing with now. And it's all sort of explained, especially the educational aspect, by some of the words from Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society. This is what we're doing to ourselves and to one another. We do this to our fellow man. It's unconscionable what we're doing to ourselves and to each other. It's bad enough that we do it to ourselves. But to do this to one another, and to do this to small children. Again, the ABC exclusive story about extreme drugging of foster kids is evidence of the kind of horrific, unconscionable acts we're capable of in this society, and we don't even care. It's normalized. 7 years ago, now almost. Excuse me, 6 years ago. ABC, Diane Sawyer and crew did a year-long study. They ran their ABC News exclusive. It was several days beginning November 30th, 2011. And as I keep pointing out, it's gotten better, right? There are legislators, you remember Jim Trafficant? He went to prison. Some legislators go to prison. Why did he go to prison? Shouldn't have. Trumped up charges. It happens. But it's always that kind of scenario, isn't it? More often than not. So there were congressmen legitimately prosecuted and sent to prison for this extreme drugging of foster kids. I think any drugging is extreme. And folks in the medical profession and some of these agencies, a bunch of people went to prison, right? And there was massive reform and a huge public outcry. Oh, no, wait. We played the clip from the ABC affiliate from October of last year, yesterday, and it's no better. This is what we're doing in America. It's been normalized. And now, as long as you have the shiny badge, didn't Napoleon say, if I could have conquered the world if I only had more blue ribbons or something like that? As long as you have the shiny badge, you're credentialed by the state. Well, then it must be okay, right? The Milgram experiment proves that as long as the white coat tells you it's okay, it must be okay. Never mind the fact that you're administering a lethal dose of electric shock. Don't worry about that. The white coat says it's okay. So as long as you have the badge from the state, it must be okay. Hence, Robin Eubanks' book, Credentialed to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon. For what? To do what? So Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, picking up where Bernays left off, so to speak. Russell wrote, I think the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology. Mass psychology is, scientifically speaking, not a very advanced study. And so far, its professors have not been in universities. They have been advertisers, politicians, and above all, dictators. So think about that. Manipulators and tyrants are the folks that implement these techniques of mass psychology. We should stop there, but no, we keep going. This study is immensely useful to practical men. These Machiavellian intriguers, I would call them. The, you know, Sun Tzu's Art of War is never enough. The 48 immutable laws of power, this kind of nonsense. Deception is always key. It's always paramount. Intrigue and deception are always paramount to these people. Hard power, soft power, smart power, that group. This study is immensely useful to practical men, Russell wrote, whether they wish to become rich or to acquire the government. To acquire the government. Think about that. It is, of course, as a science founded upon individual psychology, but hitherto it has employed rule-of-thumb methods, which were based upon a kind of intuitive common sense. Its importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Of these modern methods of propaganda, the most influential, what is the most influential modern method of propaganda? According to Bertrand Russell, of these, the most influential is what is called education. And it's in quotes. In other words, so-called education. There's truth in advertising for you. The most influential modern method of propaganda is what is called education, according to Bertrand Russell. This was published back in 1952, by the way. Religion plays a part, though a diminishing one. The press, the cinema, and the radio an increasing part. And folks would say, well, yeah, but what about like the, you keep talking about the collision course between political Zionism and political Islam. What about that as far as religion is concerned? Well, that's a nuanced kind of niche, if you will. The religion plays a part, though a diminishing one. The press, the cinema, and the radio play an increasing part. What is essential in mass psychology is the art of persuasion. Think about that in relation to what is so-called education. If you compare a speech of Hitler...
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Yes. First hour of the podcast, we need to move on. So let us do that, shall we? Bertrand Russell, The Impact of Science on Society. This cannot be overstated. This is what's happening. And again, it's been normalized. It shouldn't be. So Russell wrote, mass psychology's importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Again, this is a nod to Edward Bernays, kind of picking up where Bernays left off from propaganda, so to speak. His book published in 1928. And again, of these modern methods of propaganda, the most influential, Russell wrote, the most influential is what is called education, quote unquote. Why do you suppose he wrote it like that? The most influential modern method of propaganda is what is called education. That's what the sentence reads. Of these, the most influential is what is called education, and education is in quotes. That should tell you all you need to know. Again, this is published in 1952, and things have gotten considerably worse and more scientific and hardcore since then. Religion plays a part, though a diminishing one. The press, the cinema, and the radio play an increasing part. What is essential in mass psychology is the art of persuasion. If you compare a speech of Hitler's with a speech of, say, Edmund Burke, you will see what strides have been made in the art since the 18th century. What went wrong formally was that people had read in books that man is a rational animal and framed their arguments on this hypothesis. We now know, compliments of Uncle Sigmund Freud and Edward Bernays' synthesizing of Uncle Sigmund's work with Madison Avenue Marketing, now know that limelight and a brass band do more to persuade than can be done by the most elegant train of syllogism. Maybe hope that in time anybody will be able to persuade anybody of anything if he can catch the patient young and it's provided by the state, capital S, with money and equipment. Unbelievable. You hear how this correlates to so-called education today? We'll talk more about this. Get to John Taylor Gatto right after this break. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.